somewhere near water.
We're here this morning at Roselma House with Donna DeFrancesco, the conservation coordinator for City of Mesa, a repeat visitor to our show. We've had her on many times as a Water Use It Wisely ambassador. We're here talking water. And I have to tell y'all, folks, if you'd like, you know, one of the things about water that Donna and I don't talk about very often, we talk about consuming it and how to conserve it and stuff. But water in Arizona is a huge tool of recreation. Yes. At one time, Arizona was like one of the most dense boat per population states in the whole union. Well, today they've got a festival going on. I think you're familiar with it, the Tres Rios Nature Festival.
Fantastic festival.
A great festival to get the kids out to.
Yeah.
They've got canoes, they've got kayaks, they've got paddle boards. Get out there and explore the waterways. They'll teach you bird watching. They've got a zip line. They've got introductory beginner archery ranges. They've got entertainment. They've got food. And it's there on Avondale Boulevard, about 5 miles south of Interstate 10. So if you've ever been to the NASCAR racetrack out there, it used to be called PIR, it's now the ISM Raceway. It's right there as you approach the parking lot to the raceway.
Yeah.
The Tres Rios, where three rivers come together, and that's primarily all recycled water right there.
Recycled water, and yes, with wetlands, so that they're mimicking wetlands and cleaning that water with nature. So, and then nature just loves it. So that's what's great about going there is there's, like you say, the bird watching. They said there's beavers out there, all kinds of critters. It's just incredible.
They hold this festival once a year.
Yep.
It's today, 10 to 4, and tomorrow, 10 to 4. A great family activity. Get the kids outside.
And a shout out, we have some Water Use It Wisely partners out there today.
Yes,
exhibiting Avondale and a few other of the partners. So yes,
so stop by and
see them.
By and get some information.
Absolutely.
You are such a wealth of information, whether it's how to water or how to plant, all well run, how to conserve, all those things wrapped into one.
And xeriscape principles and landscaping ideas and that kind of thing. Yes, absolutely.
You know John Harper.
Yes, I do.
John's been
I miss John and his nursery in Mesa.
Yeah, right.
In fact.
Right. Yes. John's been our gardening expert on air for 20 years.
Absolutely.
John and I, about 5 years ago at the end of one of these shows, we challenged each other. Do you think you can cut your water bill by 5%? Do you think you can cut it by 10%? And I don't remember what we decided, but we set a mark. We challenged each other.
Excellent.
You know, at our own homes, can we cut water by such amount?
Okay.
And I'd been to his home, and I knew I already had him beat. Because when we bought our house, we had 6,000 square feet of TIF lawn.
Wow.
That required watering.
Yes.
And I already knew what I was going to do. I was going to cut that in half.
Good.
And I turned that into a beach volleyball sand
pit. Oh, that'll save water.
For the church youth groups and stuff. I put sprinklers up on the two volleyball net post so I can sprinkle the kids down when they're out there playing volleyball.
Okay.
But I turned the lawn into that beach volleyball that then I dug out 17, 18 inches, and it became the retention water well for my entire property. My property now all drains to that location.
There you go. And you're recharging groundwater,
recharging
too.
Recharging
groundwater.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it didn't take much. But John and I both way exceeded what we thought we were going to save once we really
paid attention.
Our mind to it.
And so it is, that mindfulness and being aware. Good.
Now, the irony of the story is we both live in homes that are about 40, 50 years old. And near the end of the one-year challenge, his water main broke just past the water meter. And our water main broke just within about a month of each other. They both broke. So we did end up having a net savings, but not near like we could have after we had to shut the water off that ran for, 48 hours. But anyway, you can, with y'all's campaign of bringing water consumption up to the top of mind.
Yes.
It's pretty easy
to
cut 10%. And if we each cut 10%, we're providing enough water for another 1 million people.
Right. Right.
That's huge.
Right. Right. Yes. And it is. It's just important. And what they say is people really want to do the right thing. They just want to know what they need to do. And that was kind of the premise behind the campaign is when we did some surveys and about people's attitudes about water, they said, don't ask us to save water. Don't make us feel guilty. Don't scare us, but just tell us how to save water. And that's how we started those 100 plus tips. And we did these unusual devices that not like your typical, like the shower head. We did things like, a broom or can help you save water, a shovel, like water saving device number 77. Every time you put in a new plant, do a desert plant, you'll save 550 gallons every year just from that one plant being a desert plant versus something like a tropical plant or a patch of grass. So, yeah. Well, so those are just simple ways.
Water isn't anything to be worried about in Arizona. Through ingenuity and through smart planning, the size this state is right now, as a state, we're using the same amount of water as we were consuming in 1955.
Yes.
That's an incredible. How many people did we have in Arizona in 1955? Maybe a half a million or 750,000?
Right.
So
that always fascinates me, too, that we can continue this growth. But water use is down. It is per person. So
yeah,
it's
great.
A good thing.
Fantastic.
Good thing.
And it's thanks in a large part to campaigns like yours. We're going to be back with Donna right after this.
Sounds